Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. And it is Wednesday night. I think it's August 1st, 2012, and it's been a crazy day. I'm sorry. We are being attacked on our site, and I guess our forum has been steadily under attack for 2 days. So Tommy's been working on it but hasn't been able to get it back up. So it's just kind of really weird. And just, you know, I don't know what their problem is. I really don't. But at any rate, hello, everyone. And just if you're listening and you are wondering what's going on with our forum, Tommy is working on it. It's been heavily under attack. He's actually going to have to reconstitute our forum or some crazy thing and archive it and so on and so forth. So it's just really hard because he's the only person who works on it. You know, I don't have anyone else, so he just has to do almost everything when it comes to online stuff other than, you know, I mean, I post stuff, but I can't configure, you know, things behind the scenes, back end stuff. Now my guest tonight is Nighthawk from Revolution Radio, and he's actually a very interesting individual, and I'm really happy to have him on the show here. As many people will know, I do a Wednesday show on American Freedom Radio and a Friday show on Revolution Radio. Same time from 7 p.m. Pacific time till 9 p.m. And it's a lot of fun, actually, being on both different stations. A great crowd of people, regardless of where you are. And I assume most of the people kind of carry over anyway. But Nighthawk, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, awesome. And so he's a very experienced radio guy. And I'm going to let him give his introduction. And then we're going to talk about the Aurora shooting and some information that he's been coming up with. People who have been following my blog will have seen me post some information from Nighthawk about a day ago. And apparently there's more information coming forward as we speak. And he's been staying on this subject for quite some time and getting all sorts of interesting information. And then we're also going to take a sort of a jog to the right or whatever you want to call it. And he has information about sort of machines or whatever, things that are being moved, I don't know, land, empty land, weird stuff that's going on in his general area of the woods, which is, if I recall, it's not quite East Coast. Do you consider it Midwest? Where is it that you are?
Yeah, I'm... Well, if we ever have a big tidal wave, I'm in the islands of Kentucky.
Okay. All right. Well, at any rate, so give yourself an introduction for those who don't know who you are. You are behind the scenes when I do my show, so maybe they haven't heard you come on or whatever kind of thing. And then we'll go into the subject matter.
Right. Well, I'm basically a grew up a farmer, spent many years as a musician, IT. I'm a retired professional musician. I about 10 years ago decided to buy this farm up here when I started chasing all the same rabbits we're always chasing. And I ran music radio stations, both terrestrial and whatever, for years and years, and been a DJ, and then I decided to go into talk radio, and this all kind of, Revolution Radio kind of started as an experiment a couple of years ago, and it's just kind of blossomed off all into this. You know, I'm not going to get on Danny's station and blow up my station, so to speak, so... That would be unprofessional, but this is kind of what I do. I'm a truther chasing the same rabbits as everybody else, and as we said earlier, it just seems like the more I get in the rabbit hole, the more they keep setting up furniture for me.
And I love that saying. I just think that's just great. So what he says is that they're basically setting up furniture as you go down the rabbit hole, right?
Yeah, I can't take full credit for that, but I have a friend that kind of said that off the cuff one time, sort of like that, and I'm like, that's awesome. You know, he's like, you know, once you get down to rabbit hole hawk, they start setting up furniture for you.
Well, it was just a great saying, and I think it's very cool. I think people should start, you know, picking it up and whatever. So that's a pretty sketchy beginning, but that's okay. I don't mind. So let's go into what you've been investigating here. And everyone knows about the Aurora, Colorado shooting, but maybe we should lay the groundwork for what is right. in the news, and then how your information is basically contradicting that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, first thing I want to start out with here is I released a video yesterday that I'm going to be retracting at midnight, and it's not because I made a major mistake in any of the facts. I just mistimelined it. So the way it was given to me about this abduction possibility of three men dragging another man into a car, actually the way it was given to me made it sound like it was before the shooting, and actually it was right after the shooting. And we can go into that later, because now I got it set into the police dispatch feeds correctly. Where it's supposed to be, it's actually not near James Holmes' address. It's just a few blocks from the theater. So it changes things a little bit, and I'm really getting the impression myself that this was a large team operation, and I have all the 9/11 or not 9/11 the dispatch tapes lined up. We can run them as we go. It's up to you when we get to that point. But I think the most important thing, if you don't mind me running it now, is a eyewitness report from a couple of guys. And if you'd like me to run it now, I will.
Okay. If I'd like you to do what?
I have an eyewitness report from somebody that was in the theater that not only saw... the first person, which, you know, we've heard about in the news. I'm sorry, am I getting ahead of myself? I have a tendency to do that.
Well, no, I think that's fine. You can start out with that if you'd like.
Okay, well, I have an eyewitness report here that you'll hear. Of course, you're going to hear what he's telling you, but this eyewitness report, which was on the news within hours of the broadcast, that disappeared off of the actual news site that put this out, which I found interesting in itself, and I'll go ahead and play this now, and I hope you can hear it. If you can't hear it, send me a message in the chat down here in Skype. So,
okay.
We don't know why, and everybody wants to know why, including those who are over at Gateway High School, and that's where Matt Fleener is right now.
Yeah, hi, Kyle. As we focus up our camera here, we just were joined by two people who were actually inside Theater 9 where the main shooting took place. I'm joined by Fasil Iyayu and Evan Morrison. And gentlemen, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Can you just tell me what you saw and what you heard?
We were just watching the movie. It was about 15 minutes into it. And as we were doing that, someone completely dressed in black started walking from the bottom emergency exit on the right. And we saw something getting thrown from the back of the theater, and then from his side, something looked like a canister, and it went off. The popping noises and tear gas, and then he started shooting.
So you said you saw something come from the back of the theater as well, and then the front
as
well?
Yeah, they both were thrown. They popped one after the other, and after they did, he started shooting.
Okay. Tell me what else you saw.
Same thing. I mean, I saw the first thing come from the middle. It appeared to be an unidentified object, but you could see gas coming out of it, so we can tell. Then people got up, and they started screaming, and so we thought somebody was hurt from the thing landing on them. And then immediately saw a man come from the right bottom exit, and then he just pointed the gun in our direction, or towards the middle upper level of the theater, and then started shooting, and we ducked.
All right, so the rest of that is just, you know, the basic news reporter. I'm a news junkie, of course, and here in the studio I have five screens set up running every news source out there.
And, okay, that's great. That's cool. Let me say that so right from the get-go here, we've already got two shooters at least, or three individuals. Okay.
We got three. According to the story between this and of course, the one we've all heard, a couple other guys, and there's no sense in regurgitating those. But, you know, we got the guy that goes to the door. He props the door open. Then he goes outside. Comes back in. Then another guy comes in, throws a gas canister, and starts shooting. And then another gas canister comes from the back of the theater. So we got three now already.
Okay. Okay, great. And so the next step is, are you going to go to the part where the guy, the stuff on the car?
What comes
next? I mean, you know.
Here's what comes next. I'm going to have to go straight into the dispatch tapes, and let me make sure I get into the right spot here because I know we're kind of limited in the way we got to attack this commercial-wise. So, let me get up here. I'm sorry. I had this queued up.
If we get interrupted by a commercial, we'll just come back, you know, with it. And so don't worry about a thing.
Okay, cool. Okay, I'm going to run the dispatch tapes straight up. Now, the only editing I've actually done to these is I took out all the little dead spaces. You know, when you listen to a scanner, there's, of course, you know, guy says something. Dead space. So I took all that and I compressed it all in. So we got about 3 hours of action that I've got put together. I'm going to skip a decent chunk of it just because it's radio chatter so we can get to the important parts. So here goes segment one.
620, I'm with fire now. Let me know when you're ready for me to come in.
Lincoln 25, start me Denver cars this way too. I need more help.
You will start Denver cars.
321, one of the shooters might be wearing a white and blue plaid shirt.
Copy, outstanding. Shooter possibly wearing a white and blue plaid shirt.
I've got a child victim. I need rescue at the back door of Theater 9 now.
Back door of Theater 9 will start him.
Red Cruiser 49, I need a car at Sable.
Copy, need a unit to respond to Sable as well.
Red Cruiser, run a correction. I need a car at Exposition and Abilene. Exposition and Abilene.
Lincoln 25, unpatch Channel 2 and Channel 3. Channel 2 will be inside. Channel 3 will be outside.
All right, so there we got our first description of the shooter in the plaid shirt. Okay, they got that first description of the first shooter. Okay, now we're going to jump way ahead, almost an hour, maybe 40 minutes, and then we got another section here. That was my concern from the very beginning. As I have taken, you know, it started out with somebody sent me approximately 20 hours of tapes, and now I've got like 200 hours of tapes, different versions of this, different channels, et cetera, et cetera, and you know, and it's kind of got overwhelming. My wife says you're going to drive yourself crazy with this, but anyway, okay, we're going to pick this up now.
In black clothing headed towards Alameda.
Hey, 230, just a little bit more. Aurora officer is going to give you a little bit more of an update right here. Okay, suspect is going to be a male, unknown. One of the construction workers said somebody just came booking out of the parking lot. Male, red backpack is all they saw, was headed towards Alameda.
Oh, Big Radio, I'm on Alameda right now.
In Big Radio 1, we have an RP advisor, a male dressed in black with a black backpack going to the northeast.
Copy, all units on blue southeast. Denver CAC 21 stating a male with a red backpack and another one possibly in black clothing headed towards Alameda.
Hey, 230, just a little bit more. Aurora officer is going to give you a little bit more of an update right here.
Okay, suspect is going to be a male, unknown race, black camo type outfit. Believed to be wearing a vest, gas mask, and multiple long guns.
Copy. All units responding to the theater. Suspect is male, unknown race, black camo outfit, possible vest, gas mask, and multiple long guns.
One really critical.
Copy.
All right, so now we got two more. We got the guy with the red backpack. We got the guy with the black backpack. They're running towards Sable and Alameda, and that's going to make this next bit so important. This is from a different channel. Remember earlier, and I played this on purpose earlier, they said I want to open up Channel 2, Channel 3, and then we got interagency feed from the Colorado or Denver interagency feed where they all kind of coordinate what they're going to do. So you're going to hear a report on a different channel, and then I left what comes after that on purpose so you can understand why I played earlier and get the timeline. So here we go.
Any units that can clear and start for an unknown problem, 1690 South Moline Street, 1690 South Moline Street. We have a report of an unknown problem with these three people dragging a person into an unknown description vehicle and last seen northbound on the street. Any outside agencies that can assist? Copy, thank you. I have no further. If you could at least check the area for us, I have no further information. 1690 South Moline Street, 100 blocks from Moline is 11500.
Radio to Denver TAC 37, go ahead with your update.
Updated version suspect in all black, black tactical vest, black tactical helmet, all salva, gas mask, full tactical gear, at least one handgun, possible shotgun, possible one other long gun.
All right, so now we can go straight to my theory here.
Yeah, why don't you lay it out? Go ahead, and then we'll get the rest of it out there.
All right, so the piece of my theory here at this point is that 16, yeah, initially I made a mistake. I went with 1690 Moline Street, which, oddly enough, is just two blocks from James Holmes' house. But it's actually the address which, you know, we had a listener point out that it said 1690 South Moline Street, which was Elsinore. So I went and looked that up. And earlier you heard about the red backpack, black backpack guy heading towards the addresses they said. I went and looked up 1690 South Moline Street, and it was very close to that area. We got three guys dragging a third guy in. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. We're going to go to a commercial, and we'll be right back with Nighthawk talking about the Aurora shooting and giving us some great information. Thank you.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
As many of you know, I promote my bullion business, Drockton Bullion, on a regular basis. I created Drockton Bullion to make sure that you were prepared for the economic collapse that will shortly befall not just the United States, but literally the entire globe. As you know, silver has increased in value almost 1,000% since 2000. And gold has gone up at least 600%. Drockton Bullion specializes in helping you find everything from 90% silver coins that were minted before 1964, 0.999% pure silver rounds, silver eagles, gold bars, gold coins, and everything else that you need for your bullion needs. But more importantly, you get me, Paul Drockton, to consult with, to talk with, to help you, to guide you through the purchasing process. Totally, Drockton Bullion has made millions in sales, my friends. We know what we're doing, and we can help you.
Could it all be a bad dream or a nightmare? Based on preposterous notions and on ideas whose time should never have come, preventive war is used as a road to peace. Tolerance delivered by government guns, an empire replacing the republic, slavery sold as liberty, socialism to save capitalism, a government out of control, unrestrained by the Constitution, the rule of law, or morality. Money does not grow on trees, nor does prosperity come from a government printing press or escalating deficits. A central bank that deliberately destroys the value of the currency in secrecy, without restraint, cheered on by the pseudo-capitalists of Wall Street, the military-industrial complex. The good news is the reversal is achievable through peaceful and intellectual means, and fortunately, the number of those who care are growing exponentially.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard hitting and in your face, America.
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Nighthawk about the Aurora shooting, and we were just about to go into his theory, but we also need to run down this the three men in the car that pulled the fourth guy into the car. So however you want to handle that, Nighthawk, if you want to give your theory and then explain that incident. And in terms of timing and distance from the theater, when it occurred and how much time, in other words, a plausible explanation for what went on there, or you do that first or second, it's up to you.
All right. Well, I mean, basically, you know, here is my theory. I'll give my theory straight up, which may be adjusted later as I learn more, because I mean, it's overwhelming amount of stuff. When I put out the call for I want to investigate this because I don't think this is right, I didn't expect what I got. And I guess we should, you get what you wish for. But the entire thing that I see here is a botched operation by a team. And I also, the things that I feel or sense from all the tapes I've heard of the different shooters and the eyewitness reports and the different shooter reports is that the person they're dragging in the car may be an injured person in the team. I think that James Holmes was never meant to make it to court. I think he was drugged up. I think they overdid it. I don't know if they devil's breathed him or, as I told you earlier in a discussion we had, I've known people that have over my lifetime that have gotten taken one too many hits of acid and they get stuck in a lifelong bad trip loop. But I think the intention was a Sirhan style kind of except for to get killed.
Going out in a blaze of fire. Plus, right.
Right.
There's no doubt whatsoever. I think that you're right about that.
Right.
I want to get back before we kind of go further to this the three guys dragging the one guy into the car and find out how long after the shooting did that occur.
Yeah, 1 hour and 20 minutes. I've had three other people look at this. I actually have a somebody that was trolling my YouTube video that gave me the better information, and then I went back and got some more raw feeds and found this. This was an hour and 20 minutes after the shooting, and also we've got earlier in those tapes, we've got all these runners that are heading in that direction.
Okay, when you say runners, what do you mean by runners? Were they just bystanders, or do you know? Was there something unique about the runners? Was there something military?
These were the other shooters that were seen running from the scene.
How were they described? I mean, do you have any tape that we get to hear people describe?
Let me go back.
Because that would be very interesting, because that does substantiate that, in other words, they were trying to rescue one team member and basically were kind of blowing it. They might have been in hiding or running during that hour. You said it took 25 minutes running if you're a Navy SEAL to get to that space, right?
Right. Yeah, especially if you're bringing an injured person with you. Okay, so we'll go back. Now, like I said, these tapes I'm running, they're extremely compressed. I'm compressing like an hour into like 5 minutes because I'm taking out all the dead space. So we'll run this again.
It's on Blue Southeast, Denver CAC 21 stating a male with a red backpack and another one possibly in black clothing headed towards the Alameda.
Hey, 2:30, just a little bit more. Aurora officer is going to give you a little bit more of an update right here.
Okay, suspect is going to be a male, unknown race, black camo type outfit, believed to be wearing a vest, gas mask, and multiple long guns.
Copy. All units responding to the theater. Suspect is male, unknown race, black camo outfit, possible vest, gas mask, and multiple long guns.
All right, we got enough people on foot. Let's get some police cars back here on the east side so we can get victims transported. Got enough people on foot. Get your cars back over.
Okay, so, they gave the direction they were running towards Alameda, which is directly in line.
Directly in line with that Moline Street?
Right, South Moline. If you go to Google and look up 1690 South Moline Street and then go find the Century Theaters, you'll find that that's a direct line coming off of them theaters if they had, an escape plan.
Okay. What's interesting to me, I don't know how it is for the listeners, but the first time you played that, I didn't realize that that was actually people that were, dressed the way they described, et cetera, that were running away from the theater, that it was after the shooting that was going on. So, in other words, they could have been running to it, and it could have been before the shooting,
Right.
Or during the shooting or whatever. So that's very interesting. They had a tremendous amount of gear on. That does lend itself to the idea that this is a team, as you said, like a professional team of some kind, right?
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm. That's what I'm seeing is that they have a team because we've gotten. We've got a gas canister coming in from the back of the theater. We've got a gas canister coming in from the front of the theater. We've got somebody that went and opened the door. We have one guy with a plaid shirt earlier, an hour earlier, that was seen fleeing the scene. We've got the guy with the red backpack. We've got the guy with the black backpack. Then we got the who they say is James Holmes in the riot gear. So we've got a huge pile. I didn't have time to get it queued up because I got so many hours of tape. But there's also another incident where a deputy has somebody at gunpoint at the jewelers in the mall. Where after they found that the door to Macy's was open.
Okay. What time was that? I mean, in other words,
That was a couple of hours after what we're even listening to now.
Okay. All right. Did you get tapes from before the shooting?
Yeah, I have several hours of tapes, really boring stuff that if I tried to do it now, we'd just spend a lot of time listening to clicks and thumps.
No, I don't want that. I just wondered if you'd listened to some tapes before the shooting and if there was any suspicious activity in the general area.
Well, I listened to tapes before the shooting, and I there were several mentions that some might call suspicious, where they there was a lot of calls around the addresses in the mall. There was a lot of calls and discussions about staging areas and staging points. I don't know what they mean. I mean, I'm just a guy listening to tapes trying to sort out what I'm hearing. So I'm not going to be the guy that says that's what it is.
Sure.
And we do provide all the tapes for every tape that I've found so far is provided at freedomslips.com/Aurora. You can go get them yourself.
And that's actually a great service. So at the moment, do you have another guest that you want to bring on? And do you want him to? Is he going to call in?
I'm trying to get him in here, but he's not responding right now. So.
All right. So we'll come back to that. But meanwhile, we do have the caller lines open. I just want the people who are listening out there to know that we have the caller line out there. I want to tweet the show. I haven't had a chance to do so just yet, but that will help, give a heads up out there. But the bottom line is, if you want to call in and you have some information, please do so. This would be a great opportunity to do that. We are going to, in theory, have another sort of person call in at some point, right, Nighthawk?
I hope so.
Okay. Well, it's okay. We're doing with the best we can here, obviously. And so, anyway, I just want people to also know that our website has been hit numerous times today. And, well, it's been hit lately a great deal, but it seemed like they were really going crazy today. Late this afternoon during the show here, my webmaster has just really been inundated. So anyway, I just wanted to let you know that when we get hit this way and we have a certain show coming up or about to do a show, it's always an indicator that show is going to be really hot and that the powers that be out there who want to mess with us don't want us to do the show. They're trying to interfere in every way they can.
Yeah, we had Ghost on last night, and he was discussing some special forces and SEAL team tactics. And absolutely every time he said the word SEAL team, we lost him. His computer would just dump us. It was crazy. But we get further on into the timeline of this, and there's calls for a bomb. And declare everybody from the scene. There's a bomb, or there's a secondary device, is what they said exactly.
Okay, and can you describe again when you say when you get further into the scene? What do you mean by that? In other words, you got a guy, Kim's in the theater, and you've got the smoke, the gas, whatever you call those things, canisters, and then you have the shooting. When did this bomb thing go out?
This is about 3 hours in, maybe a little less. An officer calls and says that there's a secondary device and he wants the entire front of the theater cleared. What he said, and you can go listen to this on the tapes, of course, is that it could have been a thermos or whatever. But the point is they cleared the scene of all witnesses once. And then it happened again at the side of the theater where they cleared all the witnesses again. How long do we got? I hate to say, so how long have we got till commercial? Because I'll run.
We have time. We have time. So okay. I believe we have time. Famous last words, but go ahead. I believe we have time.
Okay, let me go down into some back into this. Let's pick it up here.
We do have more ambulance from out of the city coming in too.
We're going to be on the east side of the theater, so we can stop taking patrol cars.
Copy, I'll let him know.
Officers on foot around front, watch out. We're leaving quickly with victims.
Denver 320 and 324.
Denver 221 and 212.
Denver 234, 232,
and 224.
Denver 232, 10, 310, 054, 317, 328, 324, 322, 231, 312, 234,
232,
and 224.
Yankee 34.
Upper 13 trial.
876.
Denver 8776.
Denver Yankee 33 and Denver Yankee 35. We're coming
code 6.
9102.
Denver 354.
Denver 310, where is their command post?
Denver to Aurora, confirm the location of your command post.
To all you. Yes, sir.
Okay.
25 East Alameda Avenue, southeast of the Aurora Mall.
Lieutenant, fire chief has been notified.
Okay, thank you. And for now, the command is in front of the theater.
Copy, command in front of the theater now. Metro 10, okay. And it's coming back clear. This to James Holmes.
Broomfield 341, 91, and 51 are out as well.
Copy, Broomfield.
Copy, two more critical to university.
Neil, I got Inglewood on scene. Where do you want them?
All right, we got enough people on foot. Let's get some police cars back here on the east side so we can get victims transported. Got enough people on foot. Get your cars back over here.
Lincoln 25, I'll assume command of this. Lincoln 25, if we've got Inglewood cars here, I need them to start segregating people in the front of the store.
Copy, Inglewood needs to start segregating people in front of the store.
I want no cars leaving this lot. I want this lot blocked down. No cars leaving.
514 to radio. I'm at Expo and Stable. I have Denver, Inglewood, Littleton, and Arapaho here. As of right now, I'm going to send them to the east side of the theaters to help transport victims unless told otherwise.
Lincoln 25 negative. I want all of the Inglewood, Denver, and people to stage in the Dillard's lot and start moving towards the front of Century 16. I need them to start segregating people.
Copy. Have them stage in the Dillard's lot to congregate and start moving towards the theaters.
Leather Rival University.
Copy. Denver TAC 37, I could not hear you over your sirens.
University.
202 and Route 2 University.
Critical. 302, okay. King 3.
Yeah, I got parents showing up saying they have kids involved that are being transported. Do we have a list of knowing where to direct them to what hospital?
Sir, unfortunately, no. We're using any available hospital at this point.
Okay. Free up some officers inside. Is there a person outside they can rally with to start figuring out how to interview people?
Lincoln 25, do you want all available PD to meet you at the Dillard's lot?
I want all available PD cars to stage in the Dillard's lot. I can't have a whole bunch of people parking around. Everybody stage in the Dillard's lot, and I want all those ever agencies just to come to the front of the store so we can start segregating people.
Copy. Any available units that are not doing transports, you can stage in the Dillard's lot.
Cruiser 25, I'll be out front with the Denver and Inglewood guys. We're going to be moving to the front of the Century Theater.
Cruiser 10 on services.
Services is patched.
All right, just get CSI over here when they get a chance.
Copy.
Yankee 46, where do you need me?
Go to the Dillard slot, that's where everybody's staging.
Metro 10, I'm sending another victim with the other CSI truck.
Full
fact,
copy.
For 161, I'm moving around. I can head up that way.
Copy, thank you. I have no further. If you could at least check the area for us.
All right, so there, you know, you just got Chaos City. You heard James Holmes, and that was an hour and a half in.
Okay, what do you mean we heard James Holmes? Which one was that?
You heard them call out his name.
Yes.
You know, we
yes.
had earlier. I'm going to wait till after the commercial because I got another full 13 minutes that we need to run.
Oh, I see. Because we didn't hear the thing about the bomb yet. Okay, we're going to go to a commercial. We'll be right back with Nighthawk. Please stay tuned. Thank you.
Don't be afraid to care.
In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what. Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying an investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control? Why in the world are they spraying, premiering and streaming live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. Watch the premiere live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
Are you completely fed up with being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again?
Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are, incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123/power.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123/power.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123/power.com.
Assassination. You know what's interesting about assassination? Well, not only does it change those popularity polls in a big hurry, but it's also interesting to notice who it is we assassinate. You ever notice who it is? Stop to think of who it is we kill. It's always people who've told us to live together in harmony and try to love one another. Jesus, Gandhi, Lincoln, John Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, John Lennon. They all said, try to live together peacefully. Bam! Right in the head. Apparently we're not ready for that. Yeah, that's difficult behavior for us. We're too busy thinking around, sitting around trying to think up ways to kill each other. Here's one we came up with. It's efficient, too. Genocide. You know? Killing large numbers of people simply because they don't look like you, they don't talk like you, and they don't have the same kind of hats you do. You ever notice that any time you see two groups of people who really hate each other, chances are good they're wearing different kind of hats. Keep an eye on that. It might be important.
Critics and fans alike are calling the latest book by Sean David Morton, Sands of Time, amazing. Five stars. A soaring adventure. Better than anything by Dan Brown and James Patterson by far. A sweeping, epic masterpiece. Incredible true story of Dr. Ted Humphrey and his involvement with Area 51, the Dulce Wars, the Montauk Project, and his meteoric rise to become head of an all-powerful shadow government in a desperate, above-top-secret race against time to save the world. Sands of Time is truly remarkable, a rare and precious look behind the curtain of New World Order super technology with enough hard science to convince even the most cynical skeptics. From the Philadelphia Experiment and Roswell to teleportation and time travel, Sands of Time solves the mysteries that have been baffling the world for 70 years, proving that all we have come to accept as reality is wrong. Sands of Time by award-winning author Sean David Morton, available exclusively as a signed first edition hardback only at StrangeUniverseRadio.com. Read this fantastic book and never be the same.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Hi, this is Roxy Lopez. I'm the host of the Truth and Night talk show, Mondays and Fridays, 7 to 9 Central. Join us right here on the American Freedom Radio Network.
Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Nighthawk all about the Aurora shooting, and we're also listening to police tapes from the scene of the crime, et cetera, and the surrounding area, I guess. Nighthawk, where were we? We're about to hear the second part of a tape.
Yeah, actually, I want to jump away from the bomb threat here for a minute, and I'm going to go a couple of hours, 3 hours or more into this. I'm still timelining this. There's just so much tape to go through, and I'm still trying to time mark this stuff, so I'm having to guesstimate a little bit. So excuse me with that, because I know everybody's going to go, oh, you're wrong, and, you know, what, 1 hour and 20 minutes is 1 hour and 31 minutes, but whatever, you know how it goes. But anyway, here's a report well in. They've discussed that a door is open. I think it was in Macy's, and then somebody has somebody else at gunpoint near the jewelers. So let me run this.
Charlie Diamonds, one at gunpoint.
Yeah, I came through on Blue Puppies.
Well, thinking three, our team is moving to Ellsberg.
Copy. Ellsberg is first level on the east side of the mall near the northeast main entrance. Northeast main entrance will be just by the escalators.
Command this G3. Time being, you should have 620 and 621 logged in shortly.
All right, so now we got an officer that has somebody at gunpoint, and, you know, and I'm still not sure because I've listened to this several times, and I'm not sure if somebody has an officer at gunpoint.
Well, let me just. What I heard was that the person there, it was a woman who maybe I don't have this right, but I got the impression they were sending somebody to handle. Someone had a woman at a jewelry store or jeweler at gunpoint.
Okay. Well, yeah, that could be exactly what it's here, and I'd have to run it back here and do it again. But now
I don't know.
But yeah, but see, when now we got red backpack guy, we got black backpack guy, we got the guy in the plaid shirt early in running. We got James Holmes locked in his car, drugged out of his gourd, not able. And far as I'm concerned, anything I've seen about him, he was incapable. Yeah, I don't know if anybody shot a tactical 12 gauge, but you don't do that with one handed knocked out of your Gordon head anything. And we've got three guys dragging another guy into a vehicle. We've got a guy holding somebody at gunpoint. So now we're up to six people now. Okay, just with that.
Right.
There, I've seen some pictures that they had taken of a gas mask. Somebody said CNN photoshopped, and I kind of fell victim to it. But I had to go back and look when somebody pointed it out. It's actually two pictures, but some evidence was removed from the crime scene, which was a knife. Now, I'd have to waste a whole bunch of your time to go find it, but there's a report from the officer said that he had somebody that had been eviscerated. Now, being eviscerated is not... a task is not a, you know, being eviscerated is not something, you know, a college student does. It's, you know, that's tack off. Special forces, somebody's.
Well, it's also, it's also not James Holmes again, you know,
because
this guy was all dressed up and, now, was he wearing a gas mask when he was shooting people?
Well, according to the eyewitness, whoever walked in, I don't even know how they're going to take this to court because nobody's going to be able to prove anything to anybody because nobody's seen James Holmes. They've seen a guy completely garbed out in gear.
Right. So you couldn't recognize him. Is that right?
Right. Right. And the person.
But what about the idea of the red hair? Would the red hair have stood out at all?
You'd think, but it just depends on what he had over his head.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we got Ghost Walker in here. All right, Ghost, how you doing?
Good. I didn't realize you had me lined up. I went and grabbed my kid from football practice. Sorry about that.
No problem. You're Special Forces. You're on AFR, Carrie Caster's show.
Hi there.
Yeah, I didn't want to. Sorry, Carrie.
No, Ghost? That's okay. We have a bunch of callers also calling in right now. So go right ahead with whatever you can present, Ghost Walker.
All right, Ghost, I'll introduce him real quick. He is ex-Special Forces, very military trained. I've met the guy personally. He has been to my home. I've watched his body language. He reminds me of people I've spent a lot of time with in my life and some of the things that I've done. And he's going to describe what his opinion of this as far as the team movement. And Ghost, hopefully, don't say the word.
I shall refrain. Here's the thing. First of all, you got down to the smoke bombs. These are not your average, you know, out of the jar. You can find these in any military surplus. These are obviously semi-high end, if not really high end, because you could hear the cops choking in the background. So this is probably more towards a strong tear gas, not to mention the pops and the sounds. I would say, the way they were talking was like maybe 6 to 8 of these things inside these bags. The other thing that kind of I had slowly caught was the evisceration. This is not a commonly used word. This is what still throws me off. You very rarely will hear a cop say that, that they would refer to it as a bad knife when this guy's been cut open, like he's been sliced open, or they give it a name or a number. This guy didn't give it a name or a number. He specifically used the word evisceration. Right? That's like field stripping, that's like field gutting a deer to give you a better idea. I mean, it's 100% fatal. There is no return from that.
Okay, is that something, if cops use that term, is that a military term? Could that be a cop that was military?
Could have been, yep.
Okay, just curious.
But usually they don't usually word things like that. Usually you'll hear them use numbers a lot.
Yeah, I agree. Everyone knows that. You know, it's on all the cop shows.
Everything is code. The other thing they were talking about two entries behind the screen. Now, if you also remember, if you were listening to some of the videos, you heard about a handful of these people were shot clean between the eyes. I mean, sniper style.
Right, and is the idea here that this couldn't have been the sniper that was dressed in black, wearing, I don't know if he has a gas mask, but he's shooting people with a rifle.
No
is
way.
Is he the one who shot
no,
people
no
behind
way.
The eyes? No way. Okay.
No way.
I see.
That was an AR-15, right, Ghost?
Yes.
Yeah, AR-15, when the bullet hits, it doesn't go through and through. It's a tumbling bullet. When it goes in, it stays in, and it's a Mixmaster bullet. It goes in, and it bounces around and does all kinds of damage.
It'll turn you into Jell-O brand gelatin.
Okay, right. So it's not what you're saying. It's not a clean between the eyes hit.
Yeah, well, what if you just walk in and start shooting straight up? Anyway, I want to go ahead, Ghost. You know more about this?
This is not easy. Even in a stand up position for someone in a semi dark room, you got tear gas going. These guys, I'm thinking about the two holes, the two areas by the screen. And I'm thinking that these people were here way ahead of time. The best way to get somebody, because night vision doesn't necessarily work in the fog. However, thermal vision does, and they do have thermal scopes.
So you're saying was it reported that they had thermal scopes?
No, you're not going to hear that. You're not going to hear that reported.
I see.
You're not going to hear that. But that's based on my understanding with the smoke and the tear gas, these smoke bombs, this was basically, it's almost impossible. It would be almost impossible to see. You'd have smoke pouring out of there. The only way you could actually get a really clean shot on somebody is if you use a thermal.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else that comes to mind here?
As you said, Ghost, you heard the tapes with me all the way through, which we just, it would take 5 hours of commercial free to even get through all of it. But, you know, there was a report of to check the bays behind the screens because they're huge. And, of course, it would be so easy to get behind that screen, be unseen. You know, we have the witness.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Let me ask you guys this, especially you, a ghost walker. Can you tell me if, you know, and I know this is going to sound a little weird, but this is, you know, I'm Camelot, and so this is the kind of way we think. But does any of the, you listen to a lot of police tapes, and you listen to people that are in and out of the scene and so on and so forth. Is it possible that some of those police were planted? Is it possible that some of those tapes, some of the things recorded? Okay, we're going to have to. On the other side of the hour, we'll come right back.
I'll answer that on the other side, Carrie.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll come right back. Hold on, you guys that are calling in. We'll get back to you.
Politicians. Institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
I want to tell you about something really, really cool. It is silvercoins.ag. Now, AG is the symbol for silver on the periodic table of elements. Silvercoins.ag is the new website for cheap silver coins. Silvercoins.ag automatically surfs popular online retailers for silver coin bargains based on the minute-to-minute fluctuations of the silver market. Silvercoins.ag focuses on silver purchases from $5 to $50, but of course, big junk silver bags and monster boxes are available too. Purchases can generally be done using a credit card or even PayPal, so you have multiple layers of buyer protection. Silvercoins.ag has no annoying salesmen. Silvercoins.ag has live streaming metal prices, so you don't have to refresh your browser all day long. Stop the endless web surfing for the best silver coin deals, because now you can visit and bookmark silvercoins.ag. I use it. I want all your friends to use it. You tell them Jack Blood sent you.
The year 2012 brings an ending and a new beginning to social, political, economic, and geological cycles for America and the world. The living prophecy that we are now voyaging through has many names ascribed to it. The Hopi say it's the closing of the fourth world of destruction, moving into the fifth world of peace. The Maya declare that we enter the fifth world age, the age of the center. All common themes in the array of prophecy that we are processing and purifying all the imbalances of the dying world age. We are transiting an era founded on duality, and we have turned away from the great spirit, resulting in greed, corruption, blind materialism, and disconnection from each other and Mother Earth. Collectively, we are poised at the brink of a world age rebirth in which we enter new domains of consciousness and manifestation, redeeming all the previous ages. Let's all join together to bring the vision of peace and love into reality, because we are the future, we are the heroes, and that we are who we have been waiting for.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
Our hero claims a warrior's heart.
Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Nighthawk, and we've been joined by Ghost Walker, Special Forces trained, I guess, ex-military guy, if I understand correctly, and if I'm wrong, correct me here. Ghost Walker, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay.
I think the last question you asked was, is it possible that some of these police officers were planted? It's probable, but at the same time, it's kind of hard to hide a cop within a bunch of other cops where they all pretty much know each other. But it's not impossible. But I mean, this whole thing just smells of almost a well-set operation.
Okay, I was talking to someone behind the scenes just a bit ago, and we were talking about the notion that it actually sounds like the shooters, multiple shooters, multiple people all dressed up in various ways, that this was an op, a training op, in which, you know, that they were programmed to think that there was a training op and that the people they were shooting at were dummies. I'm just throwing that out. In other words, they were so mind-controlled that they actually seemed to be performing it as if it were an op, you know, a training op.
Are you asking me this question?
Well, I'm sort of throwing that out as do you think that this is, I mean, this sounds, seems like the, because otherwise how do you get a group of guys to go in, you know, and shoot a bunch of people in a theater? They've got to be programmed. There's no other way.
Well, I mean, there's always that possibility. And, of course, our CIA, you know, when I was in the military, I dealt with a lot of spooks, and they're not our kind of people. It's the only way to describe it. The only other time I have ever seen eyes like, the only people that have eyes like a CIA, especially a long term, are hookers and pole dancers that have been doing it for 30 years. They're just dead eyes. There's nothing there. They have been programmed, relocated. Now, anybody that's seen the James Holmes a video of the arraignment, if you look at the guy, you will see, and you can count it, assuming the video stays up in different places, you can see it, you can count it. He will look down, and his eyes kind of close, and then he looks up, and you can count to about 25 seconds, and then his eyes open really wide twice, 5 seconds, and then they stop. Then he looks straight forward, 10 seconds. Then he looks a little bit to the right, 5 seconds. And then his head drops back to his chin, and he fades out, 20 seconds. And then it starts all over again. You can count it, literally, whenever they've...
That's incredible. Guys, I have a couple people calling in. A few people dropped off. I guess they got tired of holding here. Mind if we take some calls here? Anybody have anything to say before I take a call?
Go for it. Because, you know, I got people trolling my videos, and I want to say right here, I'm as fallible as anyone else. I'm not, somebody said, I'm saying these things as if they're gospel. I'm not saying anything as gospel. I'm saying what I'm thinking as I'm learning. And it's all
right.
About learning.
No, I mean, you have to piece this together, and that's the job that you've got, that we've all got. And you take the evidence and you see what you can make out of it. And that's, you know, you don't hold tight to any particular line of thought. You keep moving with the new, right, new things that come in. So we got a caller from area code 646. You're on the air with Nighthawk,
yes,
Ghost Walker, and myself.
Hey, Carrie, Nighthawk, Ghost Walker. This is Amanda Mays from y'all's chat rooms. How you doing?
Well, hey, Amanda, how you doing?
Good. I was trolling your vids that you posted, and I was listening to the links you had posted the other night, and I have to agree that listening through some of that footage, it just feels wrong. Like there's something that bites at my stomach. Some of the language that the police use, Ghost Walker, you alluded to some of that, just didn't sit right with me. And so I really appreciate you, Nighthawker, putting it up there for us to just review and to go through and to just listen to. And then the other thing that I wanted to say was that I was able to get into your chat room, but not the normal way, Carrie. I was able to get into it via your event stream, chat button. So I just wanted to call in and say if anyone wants to get to the chat, they just go to events and then scroll down to live stream, click on that, and you can use your chat.
Okay, that's cool. Thank you for that. That's very sweet of you.
All right. Well, that's pretty much it. Y'all have a good show.
Okay. Right, cool. Thanks very much.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, we got another caller here, so we'll just go with them. Area code, let's see. 973, you're on the air with Nighthawk, Ghostwalker, and Carrie Cassidy.
Yes. I'm from New Jersey, and there's a couple of false flag events. I believe that this was a false flag event, mainly for gun control. But there's another even more important one that's coming up. You've got the anniversary of September 11th. And there's a website I would like to give out where I have the proof. I am a forensic engineer. I have the proof that Building 7, which was not struck by an airplane on September 11th, there were basement explosions that occurred in it, and these were testified to by Barry Jennings, and you can see him on YouTube on this. And he states that he explains exactly what happened to him when he was coming down the stairwell, basement explosions occurred, and that as he was let out, he was told not to look down on the floor in the lobby because it was completely blacked out, and there were bodies that he stumbled over as he was walking out. That was one. That building came down.
Sir, I mean, does this relate to the shooting itself? Or?
Well, it does. It's tied.
How does this relate to the Colorado shooting that you're calling
because
me about?
Because the Colorado shooting was a false flag event. I saw the movie The Manchurian Candidate, and the look on the face of Holmes was exactly like in that person in the movie, in that he was basically in a trance. He was into mind control.
He was well over medicated on, I'm thinking, some kind of a hallucinogen. You know, when we can make a connection to 9/11 several times. I've had a lot of really weird emails come from some really weird stuff that just make me delete them instantly. But there is some adjustment to there's some things to the Jewish calendar here. You know, the shooting happened just after Ramadan. The person who the corporation who owns this theater, if you go through, you know, the corporate channels, you also find it's also connected to Frank Lowry, who also owns the mall across from the Olympics, and also
Let me just say that James Holmes's father was working on a software that was able to trace the people behind the LIBOR scandal, and that in and of itself is reason for his son to be targeted and turned into a Manchurian candidate. This is a warning across the bow, no doubt about it, to his father, and apparently he's still working on this. The LIBOR scandal. The idea that they may want to destroy some financial records and linking that up with the Olympics. Yes.
Not only that, Carrie, but do realize that you know, not 12 hours before this, they managed to kill two birds with one stone. They shoved Sheriff Arpaio, or however you say his name, named to the back of the headlines when he came out with all the information about Obama. Less than, I think it was 14 hours after all that information came to light, it disappeared.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay, caller, I'm going to have to let you go if you don't mind here. Thank you.
Could I just give one website? Could I give one website up? I'd like to.
Please.
All right, I'd like to have people write this down because this is where the evidence on 9/11 is. www.thesovnews.com. Two articles that I wrote, one for the July edition front page explosive evidence equals 9/11 justice. And the second one I just wrote, it'll be in the August, and that'll be posted on the website. And that is Muslims didn't do it. I suggest that anyone listening to this look at those websites and understand the truth that that there was a false flag event, just as this one was.
Excellent. Okay, thank you very much, caller.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, so at this point, you know, we were sort of talking about the connections that were that are all part of this. So what you're saying is right before this, Sheriff Arapaho, I believe is how you say his name. I could have that completely wrong, but that's what I think.
Sheriff Arapaho, I've heard it pronounced so many different ways.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, he'd come out with all of that information just previous to this.
Okay. Well, that's meaningful because I actually have some inside knowledge of some more information about to come out about Obama. That is extremely implicating, I guess you might say. And so even if this that was their effort, it's very short-lived. You know,
because do notice that all of us truthers out there, I hate that label, but, you know, I guess that's where we live. But we all forgot about that for the last 2.5 weeks.
Okay. All right. It's valid. It's valid. But I think we got more here going on. Ghost Walker, do you have anything else that you haven't sort of added to the mix here that you wanted to talk about before I go to the next caller in terms of, some of the incidents that were, sort of happening here in terms of the timeline? Any thoughts of anything else?
Well, I mean, there is one little thing I can throw in there, but, I mean, don't hold me to it. But you do remember that we did bring a lot of Russian special forces into Colorado for specialty training, more or less based on infiltration of terrorist compounds and civil unrest detainments.
Okay, that's valid. You know, I heard there was sighting of Russian troops at this theater. I don't know if that was a rumor that was going around or not.
This is where I'm getting to. This may have been orchestrated by our people using their people who wouldn't care one way or another if they took out an American.
Well, yeah. You know, Ghost, let's do something real quick, okay? You have the experience. I have the experience. You're a little younger than me, and things were different, a little different when I was younger in the military. But still, if I was going to do an operation, it would be 8 to 12 men. Okay, first thing I would do is, if I was going to pull an operation like this, okay, and this is theory. This is conspiracy theory 101 here. This is not gospel. And I'm making this up, okay? I'm just going to say this is how I would handle it. Okay, so I would want to create some kind of terrorist activity that would do one of two things: bury a headline, get rid of the UN, or deal with the gun control, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I got 8 to 12 guys. I put 4 guys in civilian clothing. I put them in the theater. I've got one guy in the. I have one guy upstairs in the balcony area or the upstairs area. I have a guy, a sharpshooter, behind the screen. I have a setup in the front corner, and I've got 2 guys outside. Okay, so I have set up. Now I've got this situation dude. There's a call to go. The call to go brings the guy out of the corner. He opens the front door. Front door opens, he walks out, goes to the front door. The person who we've all heard of, the reported guy, comes in, shoots into the air, throws a gas canister. Guy in the back of the theater throws a gas canister, completely fogs out the entire situation. Guy behind the screen begins shooting. Guy that just walked in begins shooting. There is a ricochet or a misfire, and one of my guys gets hit. accidentally, because we are in gas. After all, let's think about this. So now, me with my camouflage shirt and the guy with the red backpack and the guy with the black backpack and the guy that was behind the screen, whoever the hell he was, all take off towards Alameda. One of us has gotten hit by friendly fire. Okay, we're headed towards Alameda. We have a getaway van or an extraction team behind that. That extraction team is sitting there waiting on us, and then some witness sees that they're pulling one person, possibly wounded, behind them, calls in a report of three men, dragging another man along into a vehicle. Now we've got our fifth guy who has botched the job, gotten lost in the attack. He has ended up he has broken into the mall to hide. Police finds the person in the mall, and he is holding somebody at gunpoint. Now comes in the CIA op. They report a bomb or a secondary device in an SUV in front of the theater. We have cleared the front of the theater. Now we need to extract the rest of our, not only the real witnesses, but the pretend witnesses, because I've seen a couple of pretend videos or witness videos that I go, that sounds not right. So we have walked all the way through this, and we have multiple issues that I just cannot associate with anything that I'm hearing from the mass media. My problem is not what I'm hearing. My problem is the mass media, the media that tells everybody what the hell's going on. It has absolutely nothing to do with the reality of any of this.
Yeah.
And Ghost Walker, you have been involved in all this, Special Forces. You know, I was in a different kind of black op.
Okay, Nighthawk, we're going to go to a short break here. Okay. We'll be right back and continue this. Thank you so much.
In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what. Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why in the world are they spraying? Premiering and streaming live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. Watch the premiere live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
As many of you know, I promote my bullion business, Drockton Bullion, on a regular basis. I created Drockton Bullion to make sure that you were prepared for the economic collapse that will shortly befall not just the United States, but literally the entire globe. As you know, silver has increased in value almost 1,000% since 2000, and gold has gone up at least 600%. Drockton Bullion specializes in helping you find everything from 90% silver coins that were minted before 1964, 0.999% pure silver rounds, silver eagles, gold bars, gold coins, and everything else that you need for your bullion needs. But more importantly, you get me, Paul Drockton, to consult with, to talk with, to help you, to guide you through the purchasing process. Totally, Drockton Bullion has made millions in sales, my friends. We know what we're doing, and we can help you.
I have this feeling, man, because you know there's a handful of people actually run everything. That's true. It's provable. Handful, very small elite run and own these corporations, which include the mainstream media. I had this feeling who's ever elected president, like Clinton was, no matter what your promises you promise on the campaign trail, blah, 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 when you win, you go into this smoky room with the 12 industrialist capitalist scum f***s who got you in there, and you're in this smoky room, and this little film screen comes down, and a big guy in a cigar, roll the film. And it's a shot of a Kennedy assassination from an angle you've never seen before. It looks suspiciously off the grassy knoll. And then the film, the screen goes up, and the lights come up, and they go to the new president. Any questions? Just what my agenda is. First we bomb Baghdad. You got it.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Your frequency is ascending with Strange Universe Radio, the most popular internet program in the galaxy. Weeknight, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, with your host, Sean David Morton.
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Nighthawk and Ghost Walker about the Aurora shooting, taking calls from people out there. And if you have some information, you want to disclose it on radio, this is the time to do so. So we got a rundown just before the break with Nighthawk kind of giving a blow-by-blow from his military training on how he would set up the op and the individuals. It was Nighthawk's idea to have Ghost Walker do the same thing. He comes from a different side of the military, and just to compare, sort of methods, right? Methodology.
Talking to me?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought you were just explaining something. That was it.
No, I was just saying that we'd like you to then explain from your point of view how you would set this operation up from the get-go.
That's really a hard thing to do, because doing something like that just would not be my normal thing. But I mean, there has to be one sniper. I would almost be willing to say he's got a thermal. He's on the back screen area. You'd have to have the sporadic shooter dressed up as Holmes in the front door. You got your three guys. You'd have to have three other guys possibly in the theater up front, also shooting back, because the odds of the guy at the door hitting as many people as he should hit. What's throwing me off here is you gotta have the doorman, the guy that throws the gas cans. You got another guy in the rear that's gonna throw gas cans. And you got one outside that's staging up Mr. Holmes there. What's throwing me off is the knifing.
Right.
Why was there a knifing involved? Who was this victim?
Incredible, yeah.
And why was it done the way it was done? I mean, obviously, it something still doesn't smell right about this.
Right. That's a very interesting point.
Somebody was targeted in there besides Holmes. That's the only thing I got to think of. But that was my basic breakdown. I would need to really I would really like to know who some of these people were that got the bullet between the eyes.
Also, we discussed that, you know, when you look at the overhead crime scene photos, there's two things that stand out very clearly to you, which is an AK-47 laying on the ground and a pair of approximately women's shoe sizes, but if I put them on my feet, they'd be about a size 6 or 7 pink flip-flops, and I've never worn pink flip-flops, so, you know, it had to be a female, in my opinion. And so we have these pink flip-flops, and then there's also a report, which I'm sorry, I don't have time to dig it out, of a female a hostage that never went to the news as well. You know, my whole point here is regardless of what happened, regardless of what we're hearing in the news, regardless of who we see on the stand, okay, the whole rabbit hole here is, number one, what the hell really happened? Why is it being covered up? You know, so, you know, and it's what's going on. You know, I'm not infallible. I'm chasing rabbits like everybody else.
I appreciate that, but Walker. You're right. We have this evisceration that happens in the midst of all this craziness, right? And I'm not sure in terms of timing when the person was found by the cop and reported, you know. But in other words, you've got a theater full of people, and then they've got to be running and screaming during this, right? And climbing over chairs to get away. I mean, tell me this is happening, right? Is that, I mean, because nobody said that, but I'm assuming if somebody came in a theater and started throwing, first of all, the gas canisters and hadn't even started shooting, then already they would be scrambling out of their seats, right?
You would think that. I mean, okay. that would only be common sense. You see something open up, you see those bags come in, and all of a sudden you start hearing popping. I'm not sitting, I'm not ducking, I'm going for the door.
Right.
But at the same time, I mean, I'm going to try to get as much information with you know, a photo shot with my eyes and try to picture everybody that I can possibly see with my eyes.
Okay, but meanwhile, I don't know anything about evisceration. Like, can you tell me how long does it take to do that to a person if you're a professional?
Oh, if you got a good knife, you can pull that off in seconds.
Okay.
Get a good sharp knife. You can pull that up in seconds.
But you got to have a person. You got to have a person who's in the crowd somewhere. I mean, we haven't gotten a description of where the person's body was found. In other words, front of the theater, back of the theater, side of the theater, or in the seats. You know what I'm saying? In other words, you had to have, because people, we've been naming shooters and this and that, but that's another person. It's required to be able to go and get involved in the crowd to such a way you get close up enough to somebody to do that kind of thing.
Well, here's what I see. You also see a blood trail going in through the back door. I think, and this is a strong possibility, some unlucky person happened upon the staging that was taking place. This person, in order to keep everything quiet, was literally sliced.
I know, but what? Explain. Explain it.
And dragged inside the theater.
Let me break in for a second. Very quickly, to give the complete and gruesome details of an evisceration. An evisceration, a military style, or at least the way I was trained, is you go behind somebody, you shove your fist around their neck, you go bring your forearm up under their chin, you take a knife, you come around from the front side, you come in just right of the gallbladder, or just left of the gallbladder, you go in and you pull up all the way across the liver to the lung, and it separates all those muscles so they release and your guts drop. That's what happens in an evisceration.
Okay, I know, but you don't do that when somebody stumbles on a group of people.
Right.
planning an off, because that's a vendetta killing, wouldn't you say?
That is to make sure that that person never talks again. Somebody came around the corner. Now, the crime scene photos, and I've seen several people say they were going in, but I have looked at those blood spray patterns. They could have been either way. So, you know, I don't know. I can't give you an answer on that as far as what the hell happened back there. And I don't know. The only people that can are the people that were back there at the time. But we do have two but we definitely have two gas masks. We definitely have something going on back there. We definitely have a missing vehicle from the crime scene. We have a missing knife from the crime scene. So, you know, what can you say after that? I mean, what do you deal with? What do you talk about? Go ahead.
Well, you had to make the knife disappear because it didn't fit the whole scenario. And that's what I was getting at, because I also noticed that the blood was a lot heavier at the door. It started off lighter, further away from the door, which could have been an initial throat. But they didn't give the full details on that. Getting them up there by the door, they finish it off to make sure the person does not come around from this, and right. Finalize that.
Yeah, I mean, Ghost, if. Do I have permission to be completely kind of gross? And I need it from Danny, too, because I'm going to get gross here and I'm going to need Ghost help.
Okay. Well, yeah, my permission as far as we're trying to figure out what, you know, what's going on and what's the psychology, because there's a psychology behind doing something like that as opposed to shooting somebody as a sniper behind the eyes. That's getting into hand-to-hand kind of combat type of situation. Right.
Exactly. So, Ghost, I mean, we've both been in situations in the Middle East where we have to dispatch an issue or a victim or a witness. You know how our government works. You know exactly what I'm talking about. There has to be people that don't see things. And when you don't want somebody to see things, you need to make it look as violent and random as possible, correct?
Correct.
So when you do these kinds of things and you have to make these kinds of things, we have a report. And you can go to our tapes again and listen. Okay? We have two people at the back door. One was eviscerated and another one was a child who was shot in the chest and in the face. And I'm really concerned about this child because this child, you know, to me, I mean, I have a daughter. And this child has never been mentioned in a news report. This child, I have reports of the parents that were both taken to the hospital, but the kid was never found. So who is this kid? So,
there was a report in the police tapes of a child.
No, there was? Okay, well, I missed that.
Yeah, well, they're saying they have a victim. One of the police in the thing is saying to the person, he has a child victim, something like that.
Okay, so, you know, and then we get, you know, we run through all of this madness, but to go back to just being a cold-hearted person doing, following orders, everything about this just smells to high heaven to me of somebody or a group or a team of some sort, and I'm, you know, Ghost kept saying, you know, Navy SEAL last night. We kept getting knocked offline, but I don't think it's SEAL. I think this is CIA, personally. That's my opinion. There's something behind all of this crap. You know, I can go this, I can go that. I can say this is all gospel, but it's not. This is my opinion, and that's all there is to it. You know, Ghost, what is your opinion?
Okay, I guess we've got a commercial here. This is music that I don't recognize, so I don't know what's going on here. Hello? Is this a bleed-through Nighthawk?
I got no bleed-through from this side.
Nothing from me.
Okay.
I got nothing open. I closed everything down for your show, so.
Okay, that was really bizarre. Hello? Are we still on the air? I guess we are. Okay, I don't know. Maybe that was...
I'm curious if we got more callers, Carrie, because...
Yeah, we do.
Let's take some callers because I got a couple of people that were trolling me that actually had good information. So
okay, fine. So area code 214, you're on the air with Nighthawk, Ghost Walker, and Carrie Cassidy.
Yes, Carrie. I want to say something about this whole incident concerning about the shooting that took place in Aurora, Colorado, and the night that this all took place, and 2 weeks prior to the shooting, we had the fires that were going on in the hills. And my only conclusion is this. There was enough of this going on that we call distraction. And this distraction is simply to do something to make the people think that we're concentrating on one area while we do another. And what I want to say about this whole thing is this. The shooting that took place was definitely a black op operation. And I also want to say that this could lead to the quickening of the announcement of UFO disclosure. And I think that's what the whole thing is all about. It is to keep the people distracted and for anybody to make this announcement about UFO disclosure. I totally think that this is what this whole premise is all about.
Okay, caller. I appreciate that. And do you have a military background? Let me ask you that.
Carrie, I do not.
Okay.
But I just wanted to tell you that there are some things that I do know and that I do understand that this is not a walk in the park, you would say.
Okay, thank you very much, caller. Okay, so we're going to go on to another caller at this point. Appreciate that call. Caller, we have a call here from someone in area code 414. You're on the air with Carrie Cassidy, Nighthawk, and Ghost Walker.
Okay. I guess I just kind of disagree with the last person is that, like, the focus is off of Colorado, and I also almost I called in earlier, and I kind of got discouraged because I didn't know what you were talking about, but I did want to talk to you to kind of keep your focus, you know, kind of on a little more important issues. I mean, this is important. I agree. But I actually, in my discouragement, I hung up my phone call, and I actually called Stu Webb. I mean, I hate to kind of beat the dead horse here. I've already called in and talked to American Freedom Radio and you about Stu Webb, but when I called him, he actually said that beyond just the CIA or a black op, this might actually be a satanic holiday.
Well, definitely a sacrificial situation, but I'm sure that the other things are going to come to light. We're just using this opportunity to analyze a situation that did happen very recently and is important in the context of things.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you completely fed up with being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are, incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123/power.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123/power.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123/power.com.
The Ten Commandments. Here's my problem. Why are there ten? I think the list of commandments was deliberately and artificially inflated to get it up to ten. Here's what they did. About 5,000 years ago, a bunch of religious and political hustlers got together to try to figure out how to control people, how to keep them in line. They knew people were basically stupid and would believe anything they were told, so they announced that God had given them some commandments. Up on a mountain, when no one was around, God had given them the Ten Commandments. Why ten? Why not 9 or 11? I'll tell you why. Because 10 sounds official. They knew if it was 11, people wouldn't take it seriously. It's a political document artificially inflated to sell better. 10 is the basis for the decimal system. It's a decade at the top 10, the 10 most wanted, the 10 best dressed. So having 10 commandments was really a marketing decision.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning. Warning.
American.
Warning.
American Freedom Radio
is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Okay. This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Nighthawk and Ghost Walker about the Aurora shooting. We have a few statements to make here. First of all, go ahead, Nighthawk. You want to make a statement?
Well, I mean, the general statement is here, on my opinion, is unlike many truthers, I'm not going to lock my heels on any of this. Anyone that presents me with more information, which I would love to have, you can send it to me at Nighthawk, N-I-T-E-H-A-W-K, at freedomslips.com. I'm not here to play troll games or any of that issue. If you have something better, better information, if you have reviewed all of these tapes and find better information, can present it to me so I can spread it out there. You know, I am not the investigator. I am the journalist, and the journalist needs contacts. The journalist needs information. So, you know, send that stuff to me so that I can sort all of this out, you know, because...
Okay. I appreciate that. Now, I want to say right off the bat here, though, that people have to pay attention to these incidents. And what the major media is doing is saying this is a lone gunman. And what our job is to tell the truth behind the matrix and expose the lies of what they're putting in the major media. And this is how we do it. We investigate and we look at the clues and we follow the trail until we find basically pay dirt. And that we're attempting to do that here. This is just a rather remedial exercise because none of us are, you know, forensic criminal experts, as far as I know, anyway. But at the same time, we do have, you know, these people have military backgrounds. They see some military action going on here. That's good information. That's good. That helps you assess the information coming in. This incident is important just as the Colorado fires are important, just as what's going to go on and does go on at the Olympics, and some of the parallels. The fact that James' father was creating a software that can investigate in a sort of a forensic way people who are involved in the LIBOR scandal. You've got to understand they're taking down the financial system. If this software had that capability, it's completely plausible that his son would be targeted. This goes in deeper than we're being allowed to see at this time. And I can tell you that these are going to connect dots between here and the Olympics and between other incidents that will probably, you know, come out in the future. And so this is how we follow a trail. And it's very, very important.
You know, my biggest fear, Carrie, is the fact that at this point that they're going to need to bury this. They botched the job. And usually the way to bury any event is with a new event that is way worse. And I didn't mean – I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make this about me in any way. I just wanted to say that, you know, I'm not infallible, so, you know.
That's okay, but the tapes – you know, the police tapes speak for themselves. I mean, we've got multiple shooters. We've got multiple people here involved in this operation. And certainly having Ghost Walker here as well to testify on the military side is valuable. So it looks like we got the is there something else you want to talk about? Because we've got 10 minutes left in the show. It's been great having you guys here. I really appreciate it.
I'd like to hear more callers.
Okay. At this moment, we've only got one more caller. This, I believe, is the same guy that just called in a while ago is now calling back.
Okay.
So I can let him on for a moment here. Area code 4154, you're on the air again. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'll just make it real quick. Like I said, I gave him a quick ring. He said that there might be a little more to it. There's a woman named Kathy Rubio. And she runs, I guess, a show named Nation in Distress. And apparently she has some information saying that the location of the shooting was actually like at a triangular shape where they found the car. It was like it was at the capstone of everything. And I just think that Kathy Rubio and the Nation in Distress, you know, might be a good tidpoint. Like I said, I called in earlier hoping to talk about some other things. Obviously, you went on this night, but like I said, you know, I got that info. So, hey, you know, I just rang right back in just to kind of throw that to you, Kathy Rubio, Nation in Distress. So, thanks, Carrie.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you very much, caller. Okay. Yeah. So, at this moment, we also were talking about the idea that that there is some symbolism in the name Aurora, as what you were saying is the goddess of the golden dawn. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. You know, that's interesting, yeah. You know, I went at this around the time that we were experiencing the solar eclipse and all of that. But oddly enough, you know, it's just trivia, but Aurora is the goddess of the golden dawn. You know, does it have significance? I don't know. So.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, no, these things are not random, as we've seen time and time again. There's a great deal of symbolism that goes on. I can tell you about the Olympics. I've been sent countless amazing sort of symbolic sort of renditions of the blow-by-blow in terms of the layout of the Olympic situation, where the stadium is, et cetera, and all of that. So there are people that are very hot on that trail, and I imagine every time you find an operation, you're going to find symbolism going on.
Right, you know, and all your listeners out there, I would love to get the take on the year 1609 and the year 1610, since those were the two theaters that were both reported. You know, Century 16, Theater 9, Century 16, Theater 10. The numerology events or the year events that occurred then would be interesting. The only thing I found is the fact that in 1609, Galileo presented the telescope. But I bet if we dig enough, we'll find some kind of.
Okay, what you're saying is it the theater number 16?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so but 16.
No, Century 16 theaters.
Right.
And the theater number was 09. So 16.
Okay, but see, you know, no, you're putting them together, but actually, you should. I mean, I've studied the occult because the 16 is a very important numerology wise. It has to do with what's called the tower card in the tarot. And that is a burning tower. And it also has to do with, you know, destruction and mayhem and purging. There's also a purging sort of thing going on there. And then the 9 is always used in the occult, a heavy duty, very important number. So there, you know, I mean, these things do go on, but nonetheless, the dark night, I mean, we're not talking about that. We actually barely have the time to even graze this subject, but doing this at a dark night, you know, opening in Colorado, this, the whole dark night thing is a whole nother part of this, the aspects of this, and you can draw parallels within the movie and within apparently what James supposedly did. In other words, there was one of the incidents of the Batman movies in which they had a shooter in a similar way. Correct? People know about that?
Well, yeah, I think there was somebody else's, but I think they were copycat.
Well, right, but what I'm saying is when you get a scenario in which it's already been in a movie or before.
Oh, yeah, the neuroluminescence, yeah, the program, pre-programming of the mentality.
Exactly.
Ghost, I know you got opinions here on this operations. On this operation, are you there? Hello? Who? Ghost? Unmute.
I hate it when I do that because I'm sitting there talking to myself and I'm like, okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I mean, you're talking about opinions still based on this particular theater incident. I mean, am I correct?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what the show is about.
Yeah, short on time.
I'm sitting here, I'm trying to draw out some type of a diagram. I guess the only thing I can tell you is Kerry, you got a huge audience that follows you, and a lot of these people get into this stuff. I really urge people to get out there and listen to these videos because I think there's things that we're not catching, but, I mean, the biggest thing you need to understand is this was not a one-man operation. Anybody can see that. I mean, if you got gas canisters going off in the back of the theater and you got gas canisters going off in the front of the theater, you've got gas all inside this place. You got people getting shot clean between the eyes. This had to have been a sniper, somebody with a gun inside that I would more than willing to bet was using a thermal and not a night vision. It's just it reeks. It definitely reeks of a well orchestrated.
Yeah, Ghost. I gotta wonder at this point if, and it's probably too late now. How many 3-inch by 3-inch squares were cut, one on each side, or maybe a theater screen?
Was anybody able to check the screen? Oh, God.
We don't know.
Were they? Okay. We are wrapping up the show. The ending of show music is here. I want to thank both of you guys for coming in and for being so concerned, and Nighthawk for doing your in-depth analysis and for staying the course with this information. We will be back on Friday on Nighthawk's Revolution Radio, and at the same time, and I'll have a different guest at that time. Actually, I don't even know who's going to be on my show at that point, but I do want to say that this is really great information. Any last parting words? Real quick.
Furniture.
Okay, they're furnishing the
round. The whole they set up the furniture. That's all I can say.
All right, good night, everyone. Thank you very much.
Good night.
In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what. Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why in the world are they spraying? Premiering and streaming live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. Watch the premiere live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
I want to tell you about something really, really cool. It is silvercoins.ag. Now, AG is the symbol for silver on the periodic table of elements. Silvercoins.ag is the new website for cheap silver coins. Silvercoins.ag automatically surfs popular online retailers for silver coin bargains based on the minute-to-minute fluctuations of the silver market. Silvercoins.ag focuses on silver purchases from $5 to $50, but of course, big junk silver bags and monster boxes are available too. Purchases can generally be done using a credit card or even PayPal, so you have multiple layers of buyer protection. Silvercoins.ag has no annoying salesmen. Silvercoins.ag has live streaming metal prices, so you don't have to refresh your browser all day long. Stop the endless web surfing for the best silver coin deals, because now you can visit and bookmark silvercoins.ag. I use it. I want all your friends to use it. You tell them Jack Blood sent you.
You, as a free, beautiful, independent human being with inalienable rights, own yourself. As a result, you can do what you want with your own body and own the product of your labor. The implication is that it is morally wrong to initiate force against someone else or their property, because to do so is to violate their rights. Therefore, all human interactions should be free of force, fraud, and coercion, and people should be free to exercise their rights, limited only by respect for the rights of others. When you learned don't hit and don't steal, it wasn't unless you work for the government. When you learned thou shalt not kill, it wasn't unless your dear leader gives you a gun and a uniform and a one-way ticket to the other side of the world. Government is force, an opinion with a gun. And force is a poor substitute for persuasion. Governments frighten us into thinking we need them. But with knowledge, philosophy, and technology, we are empowering ourselves and each other to have the courage to move past the paradigm of statism and restrain government to only moral uses of force, at least until we replace it with the cooperative free market solutions that will soon render it obsolete.
Critics and fans alike are calling the latest book by Sean David Morton, Sands of Time, amazing. Five stars. A soaring adventure. Better than anything by Dan Brown and James Patterson by far. A sweeping, epic masterpiece. Incredible true story of Dr. Ted Humphrey and his involvement with Area 51, the Dulce Wars, the Montauk Project, and his meteoric rise to become head of an all-powerful shadow government engaged in a desperate, above-top-secret race against time to save the world. Sands of Time is truly remarkable, a rare and precious look behind the curtain of New World Order super technology with enough hard science to convince even the most cynical skeptics. From the Philadelphia experiment and Roswell to teleportation and time travel, Sands of Time solves the mysteries that have been baffling the world for 70 years, proving that all we have come to accept as reality is wrong. Sands of Time by award-winning author Sean David Morton, available exclusively as a signed first edition hardback only at StrangeUniverseRadio.com. Read this fantastic book and never be the same.
No rules.
rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.